This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marcelino Bruno Lara. Date of birth, October the 5th, 1977. Case ID number is 628-2855. Date of exam, October the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/11/2023. And medical records for Monte Cristo Family Clinic dated 8/29/2022. Identifying information, this is a 45-year-old separated male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of trauma to the left eye with blindness, comma, and back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in July of 2022. Where he used to work as a mechanic and he did yard work for 5 years. He also did construction for 10 years prior to that. At the present time, he lives in a rented house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, trauma to the left eye with blindness. And number two, lumbosacral back pain. Allegation number one, trauma to the left eye with blindness. The claimant states that on August the 25th, 2022, he had a foreign object that penetrated his left eye and caused corneal abrasions with conjunctivitis. Secondary to dirt and rocks getting into his eye. The claimant also suffers from glaucoma and has double vision. The claimant has difficulty with both eyes, but mostly with the left one, and he is not wearing glasses at this time. He states his night vision as well as his peripheral vision are both poor. The claimant did have surgery in July of 2022 to remove a foreign object from his left eye. Then he developed a blood clot with a vitreous hemorrhage, which had to be surgically removed, and which was performed in December of 2022. The claimant has erosive vision, conjunctival damage to the left eye, and was also noted to have a foreign object in his vitreous eye area with a hemorrhage. This has not been confirmed with medical records, and the claimant appears to be doing fair at this time. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant is going to be evaluated for possible glasses. However, his physician has told him that eyeglasses will not correct his problem. Allegation number two, lumbosacral back pain. The claimant states in September of 2022, he started to develop a stabbing pain in the lumbosacral back area with right leg numbness and pain. No surgeries or injections have been given for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for three hours, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices he uses. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any other exercises. He does. His physician at this time is from the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley Clinic in Mercedes. At the present time, he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams 3 times a day, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with a right leg sciatic pain of the lumbar sacral back area and lumbago. The claimant does have a history of a left humeral fracture, which has healed at this time. Other limitations include being able to write with his right hand, comma, which is right hand dominant, to use a coffee cup, comma, to open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. The claimant did not present with an assisted device, but states that he has a cane at home. He does no other physical activity at this time and is seeing a physician at UTRG Clinic in Mercedes. Family history. His father is alive. He's 63 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hyperlipidemia. His mother is 63 and has hypertension, osteoarthritis, and depression. The claimant did not bring all his medications and only recalls taking metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of liver hepatitis C, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, right arm pain, comma, secondary to an old fracture, lumbar sacral back pain with right leg sciatica nerve problems, left eye corneal abrasion with vitreous hemorrhage and penetrating foreign object into the left eye with 2 surgeries. First surgery was in July of 2022 to remove the foreign object. The second surgery was in December of 2022 to remove a blood clot secondary to a vitreous hemorrhage. And a corneal abrasion of the left eye. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes every 2 days for 15 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 1998. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C, but has been given medication for his condition. He denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit. Weight, 236 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 143 over 93 mmHg. Second reading was 145 over 84 mmHg. Heart rate, 87 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 35. General. This is a 45-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, and both fundi, especially the left side, appears to be blurred. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were also not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly descended on palpation. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes were the brachial radialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The second paragraph. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. The claimant did appear to have some mild spasms indicating possible problems with the lumbar sacral back area. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for possible mild right leg sciatica. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some mild fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as in his visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to difficulty with both eyes at this time, especially with confrontational visual fields. Probable diagnoses. Number one, trauma to the left eye confirmed with physical examination, has been treated with two surgeries. However, the claimant continues to have blurred vision actually in both eyes and also has difficulty with confrontational visual fields and does have problems with his eye vision. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain with right leg sciatica -mild, grossly normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Marcelino Bruno Lara.